This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright August Wilson died today at a hospital in Seattle. He was 60 years old and had been suffering from liver cancer. Wilson was best known for his epic 10-play cycle that included the dramas Fences and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. The final work in the cycle was Radio Golf, which premiered just this April. Wilson's plays chronicle the lives of African Americans in every decade of the 20th century. A recurring theme was the lasting impact of slavery on succeeding generations of Black Americans. In one of his verses, Wilson wrote, "When the sins of our fathers visit us, we do not have to play host." Wilson liked to say one of the biggest influences on his work was the blues. Back in March of 2004, NPR's Morning Edition ran this story by Marcy Silman of member station KUOW.
When August Wilson was a young man in Pittsburgh, he used to haunt the thrift stores buying stacks of old records for a nickel apiece.
And I would go and I would just get the first 10 on a stack, you know, 50 cents, if I had 50 cents, and go home and listen to them.
Wilson says he bought anything he could get his hands on from the 1930s and 40s because they were the cheapest. One day he found an old record with a typewritten yellow label. The song was called "Nobody in Town Can Bake a Sweet Jelly Roll Like Mine." The artist was Bessie Smith.
And I put that on, and it was like unlike anything I ever heard before. And I go, wait a minute, this is mine. There's a history here.
And as the people would pass by, you would hear me, man, me cry. Nobody in town can bake a sweet jelly roll like mine.
The universe stuttered and everything fell into place, Wilson has said of that day. He played the song over and over 22 times.
I wore out my needle. You have to put those needles in there, and I kept putting the needle. And I just kept listening to it over and over. And I don't know, somewhere around 7, I started counting, you know. And after I listened to it, I started laughing because it suddenly dawned on me that there was another side to the record. And I got two, you know. But the first one I heard was "Nobody in Town Can Bake a Sweet Jelly Roll Like Mine."
You must admit that I'm a jelly roll baking half, baking half. Good jelly roll is so hard to find. We always get the other kind. Nobody
The lyrics seem to be about a wonderful neighborhood bakery, but like many of Bessie Smith's songs, it might also be about sex. Listening to Bessie Smith, August Wilson rediscovered the power of Black street vernacular and the blues to express the history and culture of Black Americans. In his play Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, the singer Rainey says, "The blues is life's way of talking." August Wilson says the blues is also life's instructions.
Contrary to what most people think, it's not a defeatist kind of, oh, woe is me. It's like, you know, it's a very life-affirming, uplifting music. And because you could sing that song, that's what enabled you to survive, you know. So when old folks sang, everything's going to be all right. Everything was all right simply because they sang it. You see, and there was a power to that.
Wilson calls the song the ladder by which African Americans climbed into the New World. It's a metaphor he uses in his play Joe Turner's Come and Gone. Set in Pittsburgh in 1911, it's the story of the migration of Black Americans from the rural South to the industrialized North. The character Bynum Walker is a voodoo priest. Harold Loomis is a man searching for his runaway wife.
When Bynum is talking to Harold Loomis, and he says, I know something about, you're a man who forgot how to sing a song. You're a man who lost a song, you know. And then he goes on to tell him, you know, he forgot how to sing it, but you have it with you. you know. They say, you're just like me, Mr. Loomis. I was wandering around here and there searching, didn't know what I was searching for. And I was searching for that song. I made it up out of myself. And that's, it ends with the song rattling in my throat, and I'm looking for it until you find out you have it. And tell them you just forgot how to sing it. So then the idea of finding one's own song and being able, after you find it, being able to sing it, it's, you know, became identified with, you know, identity and who you are and, you know, things like that.
The creation of a play, says August Wilson, begins when the character starts to speak in his head, and the play isn't finished until he's rewritten it several times. You can sometimes find Wilson scribbling in a notebook outside a neighborhood cafe in Seattle, his adopted home. He can smoke at the outdoor tables and listen to music on his iPod. These days, he's listening to a lot of Kurt Vile. Wilson says he doesn't have that Bessie Smith 78 anymore.
Oh, no. No. I had about 2,000 78s. And back in those days, you see, I would move every time the rent was due. And my friend Rob Penny, again, he had a Thunderbird, and he would always, I go, Rob, I got to move. So we'd move. So one time I went to Rob, and I said, Rob, man, I got to move. And Rob said, I ain't carrying them records, man. And I said, right, because, you know, we shifted them records around many, many times. And I don't know if you ever moved 2,078, but there's a lot of trips in there, like heavy. And I said, yeah, man, you're right. I'm going to just leave them there.
Reporter Marcy Silman speaking with the playwright August Wilson more than a year ago. Wilson died today at the age of 60. He was surrounded by his family.